Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. Last year, we reported on a landfill in Bucksport that had been acquired by the new owners when the mill was sold. Town residents and the DEP had concerns about the condition of the old landfill site, and communication with AIM, the multinational corporation that purchased the land, had been spotty at best. You can hear those interviews from last year in the archives at weru.org. They were on Maine Currents and here on Around Town in 2023. They include interviews with some town residents as well as a town manager. Since that time, the DEP has noted in a recent letter, the company has made some efforts to address some of the concerns. And despite opposition in the town, the DEP also in that letter left open the possibility of the landfill reopening at some point. Don White, one of the people we spoke with quite a bit last year about this topic, is here with us again today with an update.
My name is Don White. I live in Bucksport. I'm a lifelong resident of Maine, a retired school teacher and current farmer, which I've done my whole life. I've been aware of environmental issues in Bucksport for a long time. One of the things that's happened here in town is the old paper mill landfill that is full of toxic chemicals, full of stuff, is not being treated and hasn't been kept up for a long time since AIM bought the place. So it's in bad shape, and we've confronted it. We have a citizens group that's done a real good job, and we finally got DEP, along with the town's help, to they sent them a letter of closure. Please close the thing, and you got to remediate all the stuff that's going on, included untreated leachate to the Penobscot River and putting a permanent cover on the thing because the thing has a tattered tarp on the entire North Slope. So anyway, there's a lot going on. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But so finally that happened, and we felt fairly comfortable that we were on the right track. But in a letter dated February 13 to the town, DEP backed off. They had a meeting with AIM. And instead of closure plans and remediation, what they said to AIM was, okay, we're going to give you 6 months to come up with other options other than closure. One of the reasons was because of the limited capacity left for landfills in the state, this could be viable. The town has responded through its town manager, Susan Lessard, fairly strongly this time, saying this ain't going to go from our perspective and we're going to oppose it. Obviously, there was a meeting. When I asked for the minutes of the meeting, there were none, but obviously they listed a bunch of reasons why they changed their mind. But anyway, so DEP, as usual, and we should have known this from our friends at Juniper Ridge, DEP does not do enforcement work anymore. They're just merely a licensing bureau with all their good people, but they're understaffed, overwhelmed, and can't pay attention. And with solid waste in the state of Maine, it's a mess. We need to take a real good look at how we deal with our waste stream that doesn't include landfills. Landfills are all a mess, severe toxic pollution sources, and always will be. They can't fix them right. But this one in Bucksport's a real mess, and as we speak, pouring untreated leachate into the Penobscot River. The council had kind of left it up to the DEP to protect us, but with this eye-opening letter basically saying the issue's open as far as they're concerned, I think the council will take a harder look at this and maybe start getting involved as best we can to protect ourselves. People should be very clear, this is not just a NIMBY issue. These kind of things should not happen. Landfills don't work. And we need to start forcing the state and industry to reduce the waste stream. There are ways to do it. There are better recycling efforts that can be made. There are better alternatives that can be made. And we can help, we can work with industry to produce less toxic materials and biodegradable materials. We need people to be aware that the landfill issue, the trash dump issue here in Bucksport is wide open again, and for local people to get involved, to let their council know and let the town manager know that this thing needs to be confronted and confronted hard, because if we don't, it will come steamrolling into our town and just become another toxic dump.
That was Bucksport resident Don White. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening to your community radio station, WERU-FM. We'll see you again tomorrow morning at 8:00.